Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. So I get it. I got people that don't like my takes about things or whatever you want to call them. Takes, opinions, rants. I've heard it all. Everybody's a genius. I don't know, Jack, right? Like, fair enough. Think whatever you want about me. Go ahead. Congratulations. Feel good about yourself. But I had a guy give me the business about me saying that with Coach Young, P.J. Tucker is shot, that he's old. And I joked that he wears his socks above his shins, and that's when you know you're old and you got no legs. And the deal is, the guy said how great he is defensively, top 5 defender in the league. And I don't deny, and I tweeted this back to this guy, that he's tough. I don't deny that. And I don't deny that he was a great defender. I don't deny that he was physical. I don't deny how good he was at that end of the floor. But I got to tell you, I think those days are over. I really do. I think that his burn will decrease significantly when he moves. And remember, he's moving, as far as I'm concerned, away from Miami because he declined the option. And people will say, well, that's his choice. But I can guarantee you they don't want him back. Because, and I'd be shocked, I really would, I'd keel over if the guy went back to the Heat. Because the bottom line is, they saw what I saw, what everyone should have seen, was in that series against Boston, it went 7 games. And the bottom line is, he did nothing in that series. He didn't stop anybody. He didn't stop the Celtics, Tatum, Brown, anybody. He didn't stop a single person. And I know he's not an offensive player. Fair enough. But he used to knock down dagger threes from the corner pocket. Everybody knows it. He'd go down, set up shop in a corner, wait for a kick out, and he'd knock that down with a line drive three. Fair enough? Right? So game one, he had 5 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, okay? Game 2, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. In game 1, he was 2 of 5. Game 2, he was 2 of 6. Game 3, and those were home games. Home games. He gave you 5 and 5. Game 3 in Boston. He went off. He had his best game. 17 points, 7 boards, 1 dime. He was 5 of 10 from the floor. I'll give him that game. Solid. But then the very next game, 2 nights later at the Garden, 0 donuts. 0 of 4 from the floor, 3 rebounds, 2 dimes. That's, in 21 minutes, an awful game. And then they go back to Miami for game 6, 32 minutes of burn, 7 points, 3 of 7 from the floor, 11 boards, 2 dimes. I'll give you the 11 boards. Nice work on the glass. No complaints there. But again, a lot of minutes and no productivity. Then you go to Boston for game 6, at the Garden. He has, in 25 minutes, 11 points, 5 boards, 1 dime, 3 or 4 from the floor. So not too shabby, I'll give you that. So his second double-figure game. Remember, 1 double-figure rebounding game in Game 5. And then in Game 7 in Miami, on your home floor, they limited him to 17 minutes because he was shot. He had no points, was 0 of 3 from the floor, had 4 rebounds and no dimes. I mean, that's just awful. That's what that is. That's when, you know, when they don't play you and you don't score, that's writing on the wall that it's over. It's over there. I don't see him going back there at all. He's going to get money. He's going to get, you know, Philly's talking about snagging him. The Sixers want him. I mean, I cannot believe that the Sixers would get rid of Thibel and get P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker is old news, if you ask me. In 2021 with Miami, he averaged 7.6, 5.5 boards, 2 assists. With Milwaukee in 20, when he won a chip, he averaged 2.6 points, 2.8 boards, 0.8 dimes. And in 20, before he went to the Bucks to win a chip, he played 32 games with the Rockets, 4.4 points, 4.6 boards, 1.4 dimes. In 2019, he averaged 6.9 points, 6.6 boards, 1.6 dimes. In 2018, 7.3, 5.8, 1.2. You get the gist of it. The bottom line is he's been going down every year. I mean, except once. He's been going down every single year except once. I know he's not a scorer, but he actually can fill it up. He can shoot. He's 37 years old, and it's the beginning of the end. I'm not wrong about anything. I'm telling you, I'm sure that the Philly fans want him. They know how he's a banger, and he'll shut people down. I think that he can definitely do that. You know, I'm thinking one night a week. One night a week, he can give you a huge defensive effort and shut a guy down. But they play 3 and 4 times a week. And in those other games, he's going to have those 5-point games, those 7-point games, and 3 or 4 rebounds. It's just simply not good enough. I don't care what anybody says. When you start having donuts in gigantic conference final playoff games, and then they take you from, you know, massive minutes down to 17 minutes, the writing's on the wall, the end is near, the light at the end of the tunnel, they know, I know, you need to know. So everybody that thinks I'm an idiot, have at it. The bottom line is, have a sandwich. You're wrong, I'm right, that's it, done deal. I'm sure he's going to keep playing and cashing big checks. He already made $7 million, but believe me, you, in my opinion now, he's worth about $3.5 million. Speaking of money, I was looking at all these NFL players banking it. Minka Fitzpatrick, 4-year extension, Steelers, paying him $18.4 million a year. Aaron Donald, $31.6 million over the next 3 years. Cooper Kupp, $75 million guaranteed. Tyreek Hill, $72.2 million. I mean, it is crazy, right? So some of the highest paid players per 3-year deals on average per year at quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, $50.2 million. Deshaun Watson, guaranteed money, $230 million. Running back, Christian McCaffrey, 3-year average, $17.2 million per. And then Zeke Elliott, $16 million per. Alvin Kamara, $12.7 million per. Guaranteed money, Zeke, $50 million guaranteed. Wide receiver, 3-year deal, Kupp, $26.7 million per. Stephon Diggs, 26.2 million per. Tyreek Hill, 25 million per. Most guaranteed, Kupp, 75 million. Hill, 72.2 million. Diggs, 70 million. That is some fat bags. How about tight end? 3-year average per year, George Kittle, 15.3 million per. He also gets the top guaranteed money, 40 million. As far as 3-year average per year, Mark Andrews, Baltimore, 15.06 million. Dallas Goedert, Philly, 14.2 million. Guaranteed money number 2, Mark Andrews, 37.6 million. Goedert, 34.8 million. What about O-line? David Bakhtiari, average for 3 years per year, 23.5 million. Laremy Tunsil, Houston, 22 million. Ronnie Stanley, Baltimore, 21.2 million. Total guaranteed money, Stanley, 64.1 million. Then Ryan Ramczyk, 60 million with the Saints. Lane Johnson, Eagles, 54.5 mil. Corner, Jair Alexander, 21.7 million. Jalen Ramsey, 20.6 million. Denzel Ward, 20.2 million. That's per year, 3 years. Total guaranteed money, Denzel Ward, Browns, 71.2 million. Ramsey, 71.2 million. Marlon Humphrey, Baltimore, 66.9 million. On the edge, TJ Watt, average per year, 3 years, 30.5 million. Then Bosa, Joey Bosa, 29.2 million. Miles Garrett, Browns, 26.7 million. Total guaranteed money, Bosa, 102 million. Garrett, 100 million. Khalil Mack, 90 million. And he just ripped off the Bears and everybody else to get that money because he has just fallen off a map. Aaron Donald at tackle, 31.6 million per year, 3 years. DeForest Buckner, Indy, 21.2 million. Jonathan Allen, Washington, 18.5 million. Donald's guaranteed money, 60 mil. Buckner, 56.3 mil. Vita Vey, Tampa, 40.5 mil. Highest paid linebacker, Fred Warner, 19.5 million. Guaranteed money, Darius Leonard, 52.5 million. Fitzpatrick, the highest paid safety, 18.4 million. Kicker, Justin Tucker, 5.4 million. Also guaranteed, 12.5 million. Michael Dixon, the punter of the Seahawks, 3.9 million and 8.5 million guaranteed. That's who makes the most money in the NFL in those 3-year deals and in guaranteed deals, making the fat stacks, the big bag. You gotta love it. I can't wait till football starts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.